Every institution has a temperament and a force of its own. A circular institution has a force of its own, but an individual that is quite familiar with a circular environment understands that the temperament, the ethos, is more all about material security, material prosperity. The masjid will have its own temperament. Generally, the masjid temperament is security and prosperity of the hereafter. A hospital will have its own temperament. The temperament will be perhaps to see that the patients are at ease and they are recuperating. A house of eating, a bakery, will have a temperament. The temperament may be enticed to eat. Even if you are not feeling hungry, it is to entice you to get you food. So overall, every environment, every institution has a unique, has an independent temperament. It is interesting to note, or to try and figure out, work out, what is the temperament of Islam? The house of Islam, as though we are living in a house, in a family, and then in this family, this brotherhood, this institution of Islam, what is the temperament, what is the desire, what is the ethos? I've been thinking about it. By the grace of Allah Ta'ala, the thing that comes into my heart and mind is to show compassion, love, forgiveness, overlook faults. This is the very temperament of Islam. We start off the Quran with Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Most compassionate, most merciful. And we start off Surah Fatiha, which is the first surah in the Quran, with three of the attributes of Allah Ta'ala: Rabb, Rahman, and Rahim. The essence of Rabb is what? Is one who develops, brings up his creation with a lot of kindness and a lot of compassion, gradually, brings him up gradually. Develops the creation gradually to the level of perfection or with kindness and love. And by and large, when we see our creation, we look at our own creation, then Allah doesn't need us. He doesn't get any work done out of us. Any of His work is not accomplished through us. Then Why did he create us? So the Persian poet says, Rahmatan ma'nabuwat, ma'nabuwat. If it were not for the mercy of Allah, then we wouldn't have had any existence. So it was just his mercy, just his love for the creation that he has given existence. So the house of Islam, the institution of Islam, is the institution of love, of muhabbat. Every step of the road, is muhabbat, is compassion, and is love. Look within the framework of the home. And again, it's muhabbat and it's love. The Quran says, "Ashkiru hunna bil ma'ruf." Look with them with kindness. And it says us in advance that maybe an tatkarahu shay'an asafun. "Ashkiru hunna bil ma'ruf, fa'in karibtumu hunna, fa'asa an tatkarahu shay'an, wa yaj'alallahu fihi khayran kathira." Is likely that you will find something that is not enjoyable, that you're not excited about. She made a shout. Woman will say something out of turn, perhaps. The 100 times I told you to get it there. Now everybody is sitting to eat. Now, what do you eat? So they will tell you this type of thing sometimes. You got a child. And 1 o'clock in the morning that he's crying. Yeah, you like to have somebody with children now? You look up the chair. So the give one to come in, one to so one thing, one two things you may not enjoy. But overall the love of Islam. When Karib Jumuhunna, it's likely that you don't agree with some of the style, some of the ways. Whereas Allahu fihi khayran kathira, Allah has made a lot of good in this. This union of yours, a lot of good, a lot of love, a lot of compassion, and a lot of fulfillment. Just for an example, man has a home, racial, ancient, state of the art, cooked and everything for jacuzzi, swimming pool, name it and it's got it, everything. But his wife is not there. Is it the house? Is it complete? She said, rather give me a hut, let my wife be. See the khayr, the good that Allah has kept in this partnership, the fulfillment. One is dunya, in the material respect, to find fulfillment, satisfaction, ease, itaskunu ilayha. Spiritually, the ease that you find through the companionship is 9 of 10 men. It is on account of their wives that their mind to wander to haram. Wife is there, so your mind remains within halal. But tell me, if your wife is not around for 5 months then, your mind will even go to the Makoti that's in the house. Ask anybody, you'll go to the Makoti also. So spiritually also, she's a fortress for you, she's a protection for you. Materially, she's a protection. Spiritually, she's a protection. Whereas Allah fee khairan kathira, Allah is an abundance of good. You come a hard day, and she gives you hot food, rotis, naram roti, and naram boti. She gives you all that. And then the way she'll plead to you that eat, you know, you'll be sitting and perhaps washing up, or you look at the paper or something. She'll make it as though it's her need for you to eat. Come and eat now, it's hot now. Roti is hot, tarkari is hot, come and eat. As though it's her need for you to eat. Whereas it's your own need. Allah has made so much of good in this. Within the home, the framework of the house. But your Hazrat Insan, thora sa tadabbur kare, thora sa soch, think, reflect. The goodness that you enjoy on account of this. And then if there is one or two hiccups, just overlook it, don't take it too serious. We're talking of the institution of Islam, talking of the temperament of Islam, the ethos of Islam. his wife to the shop of the sun. Very abrupt, in out of turn, in turn, out of turn. So, the circle of friends of the professional, someone is a lawyer, someone is an attorney, whatever, the type of friends of the so they kept on advising him, well, you don't deserve this type of treatment. Yes, the Parisian woman will ensure you will give you a better wife than this one. Younger, better, and more honorable wife. But this type of treatment, every now and then shouting you, pulling the roof down, small, small things, and she's not talking to you correctly, it's a bit so abrupt. You don't deserve this type of treatment. So while I kept on listening to them, someone is more as a true soft. When they're true soft, the people take advantage. And the wife also take advantage. So while I kept quiet, after some time, they kept on eating his brains. So the boss says, you see, there will be one of two situations if I divorce this wife. Either after her kid that she may remarry. If she remarries, the problem that I am going through will be shifted to the new husband. So why can't I make ground for the new husband? Let me take all the problems to my head. The ground only doesn't mean I must pass him some water and straighten his shoes or guide him somewhere. That's not the only ground. This is also a sad ground that I stuck amongst the dog. The next person could have suffered aggression, rude behavior, impolite attitude. The next person could have suffered. But let me take it on my side. Why let my brother go through the difficulty? Let me take his difficulty on my side. Come. We're talking about the house of Islam. What is the ethos of Islam? When we lose the ethos, what happens to us is we become a fighting nation. No, nobody must trample my rights. My rights are my secret. I must fight for my rights. Fighting for rights, fighting for justice, etc., we do not say it's wrong. But there's an exception to the rule. The rule is compassion, love, mercy, covering the person's fault, overlooking mistakes. This is the rule. This is an exception. When you are driving, then the driving is a little bit of an enjoyment. Driving, taking a drive, you, your family, etc. It's a little bit of an enjoyment. The traffic police, etc., is an exception to the rule. You don't find a traffic police every meter of the road. When you get a smooth ride every meter of the road. But that person is there that you just maintain peace and order. So, this fighting, etc., is just an exception to the rule. It's not the rule. When we get consumed with materialism, right, we get consumed with secularism, which is happening to us, ourselves, our children, our family, we are consumed. 7-8 hours of the child's life, prime time, the circular history. From the time, from the age of 5 till about 25. Because you will study, you will specialize, internship, then you will go and practice. So at least about 15 years of the child is coming out in circular education. And everything, circular education, what is teaching you? Your material security and prosperity. So your rights, you must defend your rights, stand for your rights. That's all he's teaching. He's not teaching you to be merciful, he's not teaching you to be kind, overlook, be generous. That's not teaching you at all. He's teaching you how you must guard, look after, take care of your prosperity, your security, everything self-centered. And Islam is, what can I do for my brother, what can I do for my sister, what can I do for my uncle, my father, what can I do? How can I help out? This morning, a person came, he complained. He says, my father is about nearly 60, and my granny is about 80. She's living independently in her own home, she's about. But he gives her 2,000 rand, he gives her 2,000 rand a month for proper expenses, but he expects her to cook for him at least 4 or 5 days in the week. He must want food prepared to his satisfaction. There must be no delay. If there is a delay, he brings the roof down. Now that is like a remuneration for the cooking. Now that's the love that he shows. Professional person, thousands of millions of rands is bought. Earning big, very big, not big way, very big. But when we are consumed by materialism and secularism, then we don't even spare the own mother at that age, 80. And she has to complain, this is the treatment that I go through. So this is alien to Islamic ethos. It's alien. It's a foreign ethos that has come onto us. And unfortunately, we have been consumed by this. So as Morales explained, that if either I separate her, I divorce her, she goes through the iddah and she remarries. In the event she remarries, the difficulty and the pain that I am going through is going to be shifted to the new husband. So why can't I maybe come, let me go through the difficulty and save my brother from the iddah? See what's going wrong in this circular education again. It's the mindset it takes. You're doing a little bit of good, and you want people to be good to you, talk good about you, and you don't want anybody to criticize you, nobody to run you down. I don't say this, ask to be humiliated. But if someone humiliates you for the right purpose, let it be that you have been humiliated, right? But for the right reason. It's not a matter of concern. In fact, it's a matter of being happy. For the right reasons, I'm getting smashed down. The reason it got smashed down, for the right reason. Anbiya got smashed down, for the right reason. The same treatment was meted out by the Anbiya alayhi salam for the past. He also went through the same difficulty. Difficulty is pains upon pains. حَتَّى يَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُمْ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. That means that help of Allah is going to come and rescue us. So this materialism creates this type of mindset that I must be praised, I mustn't be disgraced. I must be respected, not humiliated. I must be honored all the time. But whether the honor comes or doesn't come, it will be cheating. But my Nabi was mad. My Allah Ta'ala was mad. That's the greater concern. This person is going to disgrace me, or that person is going to praise me. It's immature. You are, I said, in the institution of Islam, as though you are in the shop, in the wholesale, or the factory of Islam. And when you're in the factory of Islam, and you're just turning the money around, tills are ringing all the time, you're making billions all the time, big money you're making, and someone is at the entrance and shouting you words, running you down, and you carry on, I can't sacrifice millions. So you're looking at the broader picture. When you look at the broader picture of the sawab and the reward, you are disconcerned about the criticism, disconcerned about what he's talking about. But you're seeing what you're earning on the day of Qiyamah. A group of people, the whole world will be assembled, the whole universe, from Adam al Islam to the end of creation, all assembled. Allah will announce, where is the group of people who have got a claim against me? Normally we say, Hukukullah and Hukukullah, don't we say that? Now Allah is reversing the whole thing and he says, where is the group of people who have got a claim against me? Who have got a right against me? The group of people of China. It will be those people who were humiliated, who were trampled down. People hurt them emotionally, physically, verbally. They hurt them. They disgraced them. But these people just forgave them, were humbled only for the sake of Allah. I went through all that for life. But I know there's a bigger picture. I can see beyond. So the bigger picture is this Allah will announce the day of Qiyamah. All this what we have done is not unrecorded, it's recorded by us. And since it's recorded by us, today we'll show you how we appreciate you. So Allah has surprised. And get into Jannah without any regret, just for the disgrace, the humiliation, You have tolerated the disability, so get into Jannah without it. Isn't it a good price to pay? It's more price you're paying for what you gain in lieu of that. Went through that humiliation, people disgraced you, they insulted you, whatever. You humbled yourself, you heard all this, and you forgave them, you didn't make a story about it, you didn't create a scene. So Allah has, in lieu of that, get into Jannah without it. What a beautiful reward for such a small price. Because Mu'az is, you see, this is one situation. The other situation is that she may not be remarried. There's no proposals coming. In the case there was no proposals coming in for her, that she's going to suffer agony, pain, and I could have just been humble, be respectful to my husband. I wouldn't have had this situation today that I, without a husband, I'm a single parent, I'm living on my own. So I wouldn't have had to go through this agony, mental pain, anxiety. So now, can't I make ikram for her as well? I'm making ikram for the next husband. I'm making ikram for her as well. But I don't want her to go through agony, through pain, through difficulty, etc. I don't want her to go through that. I'm like, for all that, I will take it on myself. Let me take all the pain. Let me take all that agony. Let me take that taklif onto myself. Now this is Islam. This is the house of Islam. That when we get too materially too educated, secularly educated, the ethos changes. Then I must fight for my rights. Oh, I must stand for my rights. Now we're talking of a neighbor, right? We talk of a home. In the home, the reward, okay, one is the reward of the hereafter. And the reward of this world, so the hadith says, وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ بِأَهْلِ. The best person is the person that is best to his household. And I'm the best towards my household. So you become the best man here. If you're the best man towards, you're the best person towards your household, so you become the best person. In the hereafter, you stuck all this, you withstood all this, and you're getting thrown into Jannah without any reckoning. Because everybody is fledgling in the heat, and you're getting it. So it's not unchecked. It's not unrewarded. It's rewarded. Then, look at a broader spectrum. I look into the neighborhood. In the neighborhood, and you stick the nonsense, difficulty, the neighbor is hooting at the wrong time, he's throwing things around, and making you feel miserable. What are you supposed to be doing? So the hadith says, in a locality, the best person is the best person in that neighborhood. He is best to his neighbors. He doesn't cheat on his neighbors, cheat on their wives, all around, perhaps living in flats, etc. So he doesn't cheat on them. Glances, or wealth, materially. In any way, he doesn't cheat them. He doesn't rob them. But rather, he's an asset. Anyone wants help, if they go up to him, he will have them at all times, good times, but he will be of some assistance to them. The best to the neighbor. Again, we have one, not a very great wizard. India, you get this monsoon rain, right? And the monsoon rain it carries on for 3 months, raining all the time. At the time we were studying in India, you would see many homesteads built on the mud. Come the rainy season, monsoon season, and you see that the walls are all washed away. So after the monsoon season, they have to rebuild the walls. So the boundary wall, nothing got washed away. If nothing got washed away, so now he wants to rebuild. He wants to rebuild, so the neighbor says that this is my wall. So the Mawlana explains, see, this wall here belongs to me, I have the papers to prove it. But come what may, they don't want to listen, you go to court. Summon you to court, go to court, fight them. Anyway, didn't take any listening. Well, I also had friends that were willing to support him, and could have seen what papers to prove, not guilty. There's no reason for you to just give away, just throw away this. I won't go there. For 3 reasons. One is for this hadith here, is the best to the neighbor. The best person is the one that is best towards the neighbor. So I don't want to get deprived of this virtue. I won't cheat on the daughters, on the woman. I won't disrespect them, cause a nuisance in the neighborhood. I would be a help, somehow or the other, whichever way I can help, whatever I can do, I will assist. Some small work, big work. A Muslim is not for himself. That is self-centered, it's a circular, it's an English. A Muslim is, what can you do for your brothers? خير أفضل الناس أنفعوا للناس. Who is the best person? Who can be the best for people? I can do this much, I'll do this much. Small things, not big things, why that person, he doesn't have people to get his groceries, so that's why I get it. For the wedding in the house, I need some food to be brought from some caterer, so when I got a party, I will do it. Some small errand, I'll do this much, I will do that much. Now when we don't have the right efforts, then we're going to spend the money again, what we achieve, what we fight, we're going to spend the money. But how we spend the money? The Umrah special coming, all of us need to jump Umrah. The money is going to be spent, but I ask you, what is better, helping the person bring some fear to the heart, or bring some fear to yourself? You'll go there, definitely you'll be rewarded, but the fear will come through to yourself. Fear is your neighbor, he's needy, he requires some assistance, he's in a predicament, he needs your cooperation. So you deserve the person running away. What is the ability? In the circumstance of the ability, bring some cheer, some help, some assistance, some laughter to his face, or bring some cheer to yourself. If you don't think like this, this is how our mind works. And if it doesn't work like that, it works how it works. Add the cosmetics in the house. Aesthetics, we need to have this paint. We need to have a facelift in the house. Too old, paint is all peeling off. Facelift. Paying 30,000 rand will be off. That man is suffering difficulty, child, doesn't have the rent, or some need he has, who is tired or something. I don't have the heart to spend. It's about 2,000 rand. But I say, brothers, you know what, the person has got a need here. How much are you prepared to give? But for the, just that cosmetics and all that, I can go and do that. And here this man is constrained, you can see he's in difficulty, but well, I can't go and do it myself. And then even if you have the person you've seen for some years, you know, that man was in difficulty, I did that. The whole thing I supported. Where you're supposed to be doing it, do it and forget. Neki kar aur darya mein phenk, that you're not willing to do. But what the hadith is saying, afdal nas anfa'u linnas. Who is the best person? The one that is most helpful. Who's good towards people. Working on something for them, some assistance, some cooperation, some difficulty or the other, he's there for it. Imagine the type of dua he's getting. He brought some cheer. He at least wiped the tear from the eyes. He removed the agony. So what a cheer, what a blessing. Those people there, those poor widows, etc. We all make dua, but let this person live long. His work, his khidmat and all that, continue. You can't see a person after him. So they all will make dua. My mind is just going on smaller. Anecdote. In India, when the English king, see, so just to impress upon them, they were not a warm nation, very cold, very cold. But to impress, what they would do, they would assist a few notable people. Because of their notable people of standing community, so their word goes. When he assisted him, I don't have to assist them. 10,000 people. This is one person that he will just talk for me. It will be easy for me. And also advertising myself. Now they saw what notable person. And so they said, alright, we will give you a monthly allowance. 10,000, 15,000 and 20,000 we'll give you every month. But now we're giving you a choice. This allowance that we're giving you, do you want this allowance to continue after your death, or you must stop with your death? Do you want this allowance to continue after your death, or you must stop with your death? Immediately he says, no, you must stop with my death. Now his family and household want to know about that. They complain, no, what are you doing? After you, what's going to happen to us? What's going to happen to us? Çünkü Şeref sen de diyor, dediği kocayı spor hastanem çok kore getirdi. Normalsin, dedi ya, ne bir kere getirdi. Basta biz döneminde. He said, you see, if I say, and you must continue after death, then all of you will wait for me to die. The moment I die, then you will enjoy. And now you make dua that I must live. As long as I'm alive, you'll get something. The things are this. Ek dua da hamare paas aata rahega. You will all be dua for me. The other way, you just wait for me to die. You see our mind, how it works. It's circular repetition. We lose our efforts. We lose our whole understanding. So, Mulana says, well, this is the one virtue I am good for. Number two, you will supina me for our goal. But what will be the general talk in the town? He'll have his supporters, I will have my supporters, my circle will speak for me, and his circle will have to speak for him. But the general talk in the town, Mulana ka kaunya, will be अदालत में पहुंच जाते वो भी कोर्ट को जाते सब कोई जो मौलाना रसूल ना दे गुड दे गो टू फाइट इन द कोर्ट दैट्स गोइंग टू बी द जनरल एंड द थर्ड रीजन नो गोइंग टू फाइट यू सी द हदीस इज एम्फसाइज द राइट्स ऑफ द लीग वल जाबे बिल कुरबा वल जाबे जुलु हदीस इन द कुरान शरीफ इज एम्फसाइज द राइट्स ऑफ द लीग टू द एक्सटेंड द हदीस ऑफ कंसर्न दैट्स Jibreel may just say, they just bring the wahi perhaps, that I must make him an heir in the state. His rights are so strong, so great. Jibreel Sam may bring the wahi, making him an heir in the state. So he says, no, I won't do all this. I won't take him to court, I won't fight with him. But what I will do, he goes to the neighbor and says, see, this land is mine, but my land, please sell it. So he asked him, why do we have to do this? You know, this humility, this level, this disgrace. So he says, see, Allah has ordained me with the rights of the neighbor. And perhaps over the years, I may have fallen short. I may have not fulfilled all his rights. I may have overdone something wrong, something I may have overstepped the mark. Now it's an occasion I can cover up and compensate for all my losses. So I'll buy it from him. Maybe Allah will compensate my shortcoming of the past. Now you see, how Islam looks like, the house of Islam, the institution of Islam, how does it look? Now compare this against the Western standard, you're living in Europe. Oh, stand for your rights. You must fight. You are right. Now how Islam views it and how we view it, totally different, worlds apart. Now we finish house, sector, and we came to the neighborhood, finished the neighborhood. Now we're coming to the business world. Right. Coming to the business world, again, softness, consideration, easy. When a buzlu comes around, we'll take him differently to our shop. We're not a big block. Things come up right. Now there can't be any person greater than the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the reason makes a dua for the business. Sometimes he da ba, we the stara, we the stara. Considerate, he's lenient, he's soft. When he buys, when he sells, he doesn't extort the person. Now what happens to us? We want this material, circular mind. If the person is in sakrat, is in difficulty, he needs to sell his modaka. So we go and bargain with the person. And how we bargain with you? Use the last, the lowest type of bargaining skills we use. So, you know what, this thing here is supposed to be 5,000 yen. But don't mind, I'll give you 10,000. Look at your circumstance, I'll give you 10,000. Whereas you know your heart of heart, this thing I can fetch 20,000 yen. In your mind, you know, you can fetch 20,000 yen, but you want to extort the person, you want to choke the person, and then afterwards you'll go and boast the whole world. What? I want it for a song. I cornered the person, I got him. Now, is this the house of Islam? Is this the ethos of Islam? I ask him, is this brother, even a kafir was supposed to be treated like that? Don't take advantage of it. Allah could have stopped the road. You could have been in the constraints tomorrow, and someone could have been choking you. How would you have taken it? Brother Jarir and Yaman, he wants to buy an animal. So you can see the villager comes in and he's selling it at a ridiculous price, 200. So Jarir asks him, would you be happy if Jarir buys this for 300? No, he'll be excited. 200 I'm offering, he's giving me 100 more. And if Jarir buys it for 500, even more excited. And if it's for 800 or 1,000, then I'll be over the moon. So I keep this 800 or 1,000 and sell this to him. So he knew that this person doesn't know the right price. Because he doesn't know the right price, he's selling it for this. Right. This is the right price. Let me give it to him. Sometimes it's a dog, or it's a dog. Now, we want the dua, right, of the Buzru. And is there a dua greater than the dua of Nabi Sassan? Is there anybody greater than Nabi Sassan? He is making dua for you. Alright, you're lenient, you're soft, you're considerate. We'll extort the person and we'll go and sing a song in the whole world. You know, I got this for a song. As though this was the teaching that you learned in Islam. Islam is teaching you something totally different. Islam is saying you'll be considerate. You be soft, you be kind. No matter what the circumstance, but you be considered. Even if he's making dua, you do not know the person is in constraints. You've seen him, right? He's making dua for you. And how things can turn around. One person died in Bani Israel. So, now he's coming for interrogation. Before he can be ushered to Jannah or Jahannam, the interrogation must start. So at the interrogation now, Allah Pak wants to know that if he got any good in him, X-ray, scanning machine is going through. The scatter push naked here, scanning, no leg. Oh, one naked you can see on the side there. What is the naked? Not as a wealthy person. But he used to send his debt collector out and put this message that if it is a wealthy person owing me money, then be soft. Don't be hard. Say, you don't pay within 7 days, then we'll meet in court. I'll fix this person, I'll put him in his place. What do you think? He's stretching me like this. I will do what my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not what the court tells me, what the school tells me, what the circular education tells me. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling me, be lenient, be soft, be considerate. One person tells me, what's going on with our people? They lose it. They'll be spending time in the masjid, because of Nabi and all that, so they spend time in the masjid. But the moment they go to the car park lot, and they just lose it, somewhere just miss park, car parking correctly, or jam him up. And the person just has to step out of the masjid. Right. And there, all the abuse, all the insults, the swear words, all that are contained in the dictionary will be followed. Just by such a humble person, being financially, being physical. But one thing went against his judgment and lost. I don't say now it's a license to go incorrectly, go and park your car. Park it correctly. But sometimes someone made a mistake. A young person, elderly person, was not the right thing for him to do, but he made a mistake. If you need to correct him in a nice way, a respectable way. But everything is over now, some other days, if I go a little quickly, but sometimes I have a problem, I need to go quickly to walk, quickly home. They just be more considerate. Nice way, respectable way. There, in the presence of everybody, you just flirt. And all that naked that you accumulate in the masjid, in 2 minutes you wash it, everything is done. Is that the behavior of Muslim? Is that the way of Muslim? So sometimes إِذَا بَعَى إِذَا اشْتَرَى. When you are purchasing, when you are selling, even when you are demanding your rights, then you are meaning. So this person used to instruct his debt collector, go, collect a wealthy person will be me, he saw. And if the person is in constraint, make him mouth. Allah will give up. The provider is Allah, our nazar, our niga, our eyes of Allah to give. Lene wala bhi wahi hai, or dene wala bhi. He takes and he gives. From the business sector also, how you interact, how you deal, keep on watching. Fafika uyubu, walin nasi uyubu, walin nasi uyubu. There are also a lot of faults. Don't think at any time that I am sinless and faultless. I have a lot of problems. I need to rectify myself. I need to correct myself. So you see, everything is not about forgiving, overlooking, making a plan for someone, trying working out something for him. Somehow or the other, trying to put things together for the next person. That is the teaching of our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In the madrasa, they have a system, right? When the student is coming up from Hadith, right? So the ustad will tell and teach the student. It's called a Hadith of Musalsal, right? So he says to the student, as he's commencing the lesson of Hadith, he says, the first Hadith that I learned from my teacher, from my ustad, the first lesson that I learned, irhamu man fil ard, yarhamkum man fis sama. Ar-Rahimun yarhamuhum Ar-Rahman tabaraka wa ta'ala. Irhamu man fil ard, yarhamkum man fis sama. People that are merciful, considerate, compassionate, Allah Ta'ala is compassionate, merciful to them. Be kind, be merciful to people. Allah Ta'ala, the people of the heaven, be kind, to be considerate. Be considerate to them, and the people of the heaven also be considerate to them. Now this is the business sector. How you cover the faults, how you overlook, how you be considerate to that person. What that attitude? I was asking someone today after explaining this. I mean, say all the Muslims, all of us, and this is about 70% of his kindness and compassion. I asked him, what do you think, what percentage of the legal fraternity will continue? He says, I think maybe 1% or 0.5%. So they try to over this fighting, if you fight. In fighting, you say, oh, you're strong, your case is strong. Now, we talk about the masjid sector. We've spoken about the home, the neighborhood, the business sector. But let's talk about the masjid. Again, Raham, Karam, overlooking the faults, forgetting mistakes, don't talk about it, don't make a story. There is someone upstairs recording everything. It's the month of Ramadan, right? Roza are quite long. India has been long, 17, 18 hours, right? Starting at about 3 o'clock. Ending around 7, 8 o'clock. So you can imagine, it's calculated how many hours. Now, long hours, obviously, the mind also goes off sometimes. Long hours, the heat, so your mind goes off. And in a lot of places, I've seen also, a lot of places, they call it the iftari party. Iftari party, my place to live in, it's come. Now, the elder brother says his younger brother, iftari party, my place to come in. Some brothers are so loyal to their wives. He says to his elder brother, I'll take permission from them. So lean, they're so respectable, they're so loyal to their wife, over loyal. I'll ask permission from my wife, then I can tell you. But the bigger brother, he lost it for the poor. Now it's a masjid now. Bigger brother is telling the younger brother, if I party in my house, you will have to. And he's pretty saying, I'll go and find out, get permission from the wife. Now the elder brother lost him. He got up, he wants back. What a really woman. Lost him, but the moment he lost him. Now look at the masjid sahib. See, again, secular education. How it corrupts your mind. The masjid sahib is only telling the younger brother, you see, he's got no right to treat you like this. Insult like this in public, and then to eat you, no business. It's your prerogative. If you want to eat, you can eat. You want to accept a dawah, you can accept it. You want to reject it, you can reject it. And you have to respect your wife. And you will file a case, build support, build a witness. Now look at how the younger brother, how he says, Islam again. The house of Islam, what he teaches. Forget, overlook, forget the cause, look at the good of the person. He may have 50 goods. One small mistake he made, he just lost it for that moment. I don't say it's a permission to make this type of mistake. But in the event he made a mistake, my house is very small. Unfortunately, our Islam is only the zikr, Quran, Sharif, Namaz, that's our Islam. But I say this is the ethos of Islam. This is the ethos, this is the very spirit of Islam. So the younger brother says to the crowd, he says, see, this is my elder brother. And you have every right to hit me. In the absence of my father, he is like my father. When he's not like my father, he's got the right to do this. When he's got the right to do this, then you're supposed to be supporting my brother against me. Not the other way around. You're inciting trouble. Where's your brain going? you are inciting shaitan, inciting me against my brother, breaking us up. So where's your brain going? Where you're supposed to be joining, maintaining, and you want to first break up a semblance of relationship, resulting on the was getting rejected. What's wrong with you? You've got a right to do so. So what's wrong? If you snap in on different of you people, so what's wrong? See, that's awesome stuff. The thinking of Muslim, how a Muslim is supposed to be thinking, how a Muslim is supposed to be functioning, really, we lose it. As I say, our brother can be suffering, our sister, our cousin can be suffering for that. But the little bit of cosmetic changes I need to bring about in my house, that must take place. He's suffering in this story. If he's going through difficulty and constraints, all right, he can carry on. What's happening to them, I'm not concerned about. Yes, my house, my children, they must prosper, they must go on very well. They can all suffer each other. I ask, is this what Islam is all about? Allah Ta'ala likes this work of kindness. He likes it so much likes it. Man is a sinner, he provides water for a thirsty dog next to him. Woman is not so pious, a little bit pious, not pious really. But a habit, a routine is, she prepares a little of cheese, breaks it into pieces, to pass it on to the neighbor who are kidding the gender. See that kindness, that consideration, can't be practiced these things today. Alhamdulillah, these things, you see these things in the month of Ramadan. But this is not only confined to the month of Ramadan, it must be an all year round thing. Made some naan kata, I passed off to the neighbor. Said, that's it. But please now, let the ladies be involved. You don't get involved. Small little things now, I have to go explain everything. Really, let the ladies be involved. Let the ladies get involved. You don't get involved. And don't even send your son to go and pass it to that next lady that house. You get young to come and complain. The last one, the youngster complained. So now, my mother's friend on this side, she's quite young. And my mother asked me, oh, she won't take this box here, the sweets, biscuits, whatever, pass it on. Now she's quite young, and sometimes she's talking a little bit of a sweet way. I'm very affected, what must I do? On the one hand, my mother is asking me the same instruction. I can't tell my mother, you know, I'm getting affected. I'm getting inclined towards the woman. I can't say that. Now what must I do under the circumstances? I say, my woman thinks that the woman can be put. Put the body in front. Say to pass that if you, if the woman can't go, let the court go. But why must you go in? Why must the man insist that he must do this there in this ikram here? That ikram, let the wife. And really, I've seen one child benefit, I'll just say one child benefit, I'll close this topic. I've seen this, you know, that you show that ikram, you are considerate, you have, you forgive, you overlook. And you'll see, apart from the akhirah, you'll get rewarded here. You'll get rewarded. And some of these cases I've seen myself. One person is looking for a house, right? Quite a wealthy person, loaded, looking for a house. He went to a state agent. I need to buy a house. I'm well to do house, I can afford. This is the region, 4 or 5 million, I can afford. Anyway, the state agent took him around. He liked a certain house. So, he says to the state agent who collects the house. The moment he said this, the inmate of the house, woman called it, they overheard this. So when they overheard this, you can see this agony, this grief, pain in the house. So it's going to be rude for him to go and speak to the woman directly. He doesn't speak to him. He engages his wife. See the consideration, respect. If your wife, widow, you died, your wife, widow, someone was chancing, someone was taking advantage, how would you? Your sister or your wife, whoever you call it, someone is taking advantage because of the circumstance she is in. You will hate the person. Won't you hate the person? Someone else's sister is there. وَلْيَخْشَ الَّذِينَ وَلَوْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّةً ضِعَافًا خَافُوا عَلَيْهِمْ فَلْيَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْيَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. People that are managing and estate. They should understand that if it were their estate that have been minded once they die, right, then what would they have liked for their orphan children? So now you manning administering the estate, so you have that thought, that concern in your mind, that if it was your estate, you died, they were minding your state, you would have wanted them to be considered fearful for your children. So the same, when you are administering someone else's state, have the consequences. He made an independent inquiry through his wife, the fire was in Portugal. So she explained, see, his house was in the state. Husband has passed away. The house is in the state. The other heirs, brothers, etc., that also form part of the state. The grandfather is also part. Now, I'll be thrown into the streets. I want to have a proper decent home. So I understood the problem. So he says to his wife, we've got an opportunity, this is the widow, and we should help her. Allah has given me. I can go for Umrah Hajj and do all these things. So this is a genuine case. It's a genuine case that's happened. If it were we that predicament, what we would have done. But the same, she's our sister, although she's not related. But he explains to his wife, see, if I get involved, what can I? Because it's a woman, and the nafs can have the better over. So I will instruct you, you get involved. I'll do whatever paperwork, I will do the paperwork, but you will be involved in this. So he sorted all those heirs over, but gave whatever their rights were, given it to them, bought the house out, gave it to this widow through his wife. Gave her the title deed through the wife. Not that. Now, today, that person's family is the wealthiest in the town. So some of these things I've seen myself. Well, the person came from the Masjid Abu Bakr there. So he's about the wealthiest person in that area. Very, very wealthy. I've got 200 shops around. So, I didn't know him personally. Someone said, oh, this is this person here. So anyway, before talking, the person introduced me to him. Says, you know what, this person here, you know his father. What about his father? Says, the old days, I don't know if some of the older people may remember, when these old people used to come to the masjid, they'd take off the trousers and wear the mask of the pajamas. So the old man left his trouser, struck the mask, inspected his next door. So he left his trousers there, there were about 50 pounds inside. And someone, they inspected his pocket, they took away the 50 pounds and they gone. He then instructed him out, he sees the pocket that he was gone. So now he says to himself, that's the person of the constraints. So he would go perform the mass again in the same place, and each day he would put the 50 pounds. Perhaps the person is in constraint, we need some more money, let him take that go. Today he's got about 400 shots for the wealthiest person today. But you see his love, his compassion, his kindness. There is someone in the unseen that is watching. Alladina yu'minuna billahi. That's our belief. Allah is watching. He's watching our intention, our compassion, our love. Show mercy to the people of the world and the people in the skies will show love and compassion. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.